Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Carolyn Barrow, third year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 12, 1950, the Barbados Advocate published key points and suggestions from a lecture given by Mr. Maurice Connor on the need to create blind welfare within the Caribbean to help develop and assist persons who were visually impaired. Mr. Connor, who himself was visually impaired, was a Barbadian student at the Canadian National Institution for the Blind. In his remarks, he advocated for a West Indies-based institution to help those persons who were visually impaired so that they could hone their skills to create economic and social opportunities for themselves while maintaining a sense of independence. It has often been viewed that persons who were visually impaired needed sympathy and pity. However, that statement proved untrue. In fact, these persons are very independent. They acknowledge that blindness is only a physical disability and it does not restrict them to being fully handicapped. Mr. Connor demonstrated during the lecture that his blindness did not incapacitate him, as he was able to serenade the guests with a piano recital and still managed to deliver an exceptional lecture, all while remaining calm while pleading his cause. Mr. Connor argued that in the 1950s, some children had the opportunity to go to Trinidad to develop their skills. However, the main issue was not all were given that opportunity. As a result, some often missed out on certain opportunities and became dependent on family and relatives. He emphasized that the lack of social institutions to cater to these persons often left many not being able to develop their skills and be independent, which also impacted their self-esteem. Connor stated, for those persons who were blind and maimed, had the opportunity to be trained after the First Great War and were able to become independent and make a wider contribution to the society. Blind welfare, in Connor's view, will not only advocate for persons being visually impaired, but also its main focus is to create a Caribbean social institution to develop and further their skills to boost their self-esteem and become dependent. Even though many were not keen on Mr. Connor's view, he challenged the West Indian diaspora to give those persons equal opportunities while creating self-independence.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.